It is Thursday afternoon, everyone. I'm Andrew Dowd with Saunders & Associates, and it is time for another Happening in the Hamptons podcast, our weekly breakdown of the Hamptons market, new listings, and events on the East End. The Happening in the Hamptons podcast is sponsored by New York Title Abstract, the Hamptons' leading title insurance firm. Visit newyorktitle.com or titleinsurance.com. We are joined today by Steve Glick, our Senior Vice President of Advertising and Marketing, Dave Retiner, Vice President of Digital Marketing and Technology, and today, Lisa Bass. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Andrew.
Lisa is based out of our Southampton office, and she joins us today to talk about the importance of the integrity of a build and building a quality house, not just for your investment now, but also in the future. So why is the integrity of the build so important?
For longevity, really. So just for an example, I went to go look at a house yesterday that my late husband had built, and just it stands the test of time. It's timeless, and it looks like it was just built yesterday. And so, and in fact, it was built 15 years ago. And it's just really the gods in the details. So it's like the corners, you know, and the angles and everything. Just it was solid, absolutely solid.
And
so
this isn't like maintenance type of thing. I mean, because obviously every house has maintenance things.
Correct.
You need to freshen up paint sometimes, maybe a new roof.
Correct.
This is kind of like the bones of the house.
The bones of the house, the design of the house, the size of the rooms, the relationships of the rooms from room to room, size of the windows, really taking into consideration how the light is going to affect each room throughout the course of the day. So there's a lot, I think, that goes into the integrity of a new build, and understanding your location of the property and where it stands. So there's a lot that goes into it rather than just quickly going into a house and you're like, okay, yeah, no, let's keep going. And you're like, okay, let's just talk about this property real quickly.
Like, and that might be for somebody, yeah. I mean, especially in this market where somebody's like, I'm not finding what I want, but you can tell them like, listen, let me show you why this house is worth your investment now.
Right.
And how you can make it your own.
Exactly, because you do have that flexibility. So really it's the property will never change. So your location will absolutely never change, but you have the flexibility to make the house, you know, tailor it to what you want, your desires, your needs, and how your family will grow. I'm a huge proponent in, you know, buying and holding. For an example, my husband and I bought our property in 1998, just outside here in the village. Mm-hmm. It was a shy of an acre, bought it for $125,000.
Which is like unheard of now.
It's crazy.
It just doesn't exist. Do you feel guilty when saying that? Do you feel like...
No.
I feel smart? I should feel smart.
Well, it's like want to pass on, you know... Like, seriously, like, listen to what I'm saying, because if you buy it now, like, it will increase in value over time. Mm-hmm. Like, hang on. Like, it's going to happen.
I think so many people now are like, but, the top of the market, but it's so expensive now.
It is expensive.
And it was expensive then.
So expensive then, you know, and we tried to buy the land next door, and we're like, okay, we'll buy it for $125,000, and then, you know, the owners kept going higher and higher, and we're like, okay, we're out. Like, $160,000, we're like, we can't do it. Forget it.
At that time, that felt like an astronomical amount of money.
You have no idea. Right. It was our whole life savings.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. Right? And you had to buy the land outright. So, and then, you know, we borrowed money to build the house.
Right.
So, you know, it was a long-term investment. And, you know, as the family grew, our house grew. You know, and we just sort of like, okay, let's add this, let's add a pool, let's add this. And, you know, it develops over time because not a lot of people have like millions of dollars at their hand right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, you figure when you buy your house, I mean, that is like, what is it? The house, a car, and like something else are like the three biggest investments that you make.
Right.
And so, the idea of buying another house or extra land on top of what you already have poured your whole heart and soul and finances into is like, for a lot of people, just like, how am I going to do it? But if you can swing it and get past that discomfort.
I think that's what it is. It's the discomfort, right?
It is.
I know that you just bought your house.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's so hard. It's so important for me to constantly hear from people their stories about how hard it was when they bought their house.
Oh my gosh.
Because for me, I felt like it was really hard. But then I hear what they paid for it and I'm like, ugh, you don't even know what hard is. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's so important that it's all relative because 20 years from now, like, do you believe that 20 years from now, the house could be, you know, everything would be relative in that sense?
So I think if we were to follow the patterns of how history repeats itself, mm-hmm. Potentially, yes. I think that there's a really good indication that it can happen. Because who even knew? So the property behind us sold for just shy of $1.4 million. And you're like, you can't even get your head wrapped around that.
I mean, it's how money works. You know, like I'm almost 40. And the other day I caught myself saying, you know, when I was a kid, a candy bar was 50 cents.
Yes. Right.
You know, because I paid like $4 or something for a candy bar the other day.
Right.
And then I remember being a kid and my like mom or whoever was saying, you know, when I was a kid, a candy bar was 5 cents.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I was like, whoa, that's my economic.
When a cup of coffee is $5 now, doesn't seem, you know, it's like, oh, only $5 for like cappuccino? Sure.
Right. Fine.
I think my husband would say in his rental in L.A. when he was painting, it was like $50 a month. And you're like, what? Like, I was paying $2,500 a month in the city.
Right. But it was hard. I think that's the part I always try to remind myself is that when it was relative to the time. So it wasn't like everyone was buying houses back then because they were only $100,000. You know,
correct.
It was hard to buy a house at 400.
Well, you figure in like 5 or 10 years, you might look back on what your house is worth now and be like, oh man, we were so smart.
But
at the time, you're like, oh, this is like.
You totally will. And it's also about, you know, it's like such an amazing area to raise your family. That's great.
That's true.
So great. And you've got clean air, you have the beaches. There's so much to do here, you know, and there's fishing, there's all these natural resources you can tap into. I think I am so blessed to have raised my children here. And I grew up in East Hampton, and I would, half my family went to California, the other half stayed here. And I would jokingly say, well, I'm moving to LA. And I got stuck two towns over. And I'm so thankful. I am so grateful I didn't continue on because I just feel so blessed. And my kids do too. Like, they get it. They understand how lucky they are.
Your family, I mean, has a history out here of
we do.
Building and trade-related
yes.
things. So when you say to people, like, look, listen to me as far as what I'm telling you about the integrity of a build. I mean, you know what you're looking for. This isn't just a sales line.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I totally know. So, yes, my stepfather was an architect and a developer out here. Did a lot of homes in the 70s and the 80s. My brother has a pool company in Waynescott, SRK Pools. There's a little plug. He builds amazing pools.
That's your brother?
Pools.
Yeah. That's a big pool company.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. And he's a smart guy. He's so, so smart. And, you know, water quality is really his thing as well. And then my husband was a builder. He was a contractor here for many, many years. He was an artist prior to becoming a contractor. Mm-hmm. So he brought that level of intensity, I should say. And I used to say that Joel would build wearing a belt and suspenders. So, like, those houses weren't going anywhere, regardless of what happened. And so, you know, I've just been super lucky, and I love it here. I am so committed to having families have the experience that I've had, but also understanding that a lot of people are coming here just for investments, and I think it's really smart. Because you can rent the houses out. You can earn some money. And essentially what you're doing is you're shifting, you know, your principal from one account into another.
Right.
But this account is real property.
That's what you've said. It's the
tangible.
Investment you can live in. It's the investment you can use.
Yes. So it's real. It's tangible. So it's not ink on paper like a stock.
Right.
So there's a little bit more flexibility, I guess, bandwidth to it.
So what do you tell some of your buyers, maybe sellers, when it comes to this particular market? Because, you know, if you're selling your home, it's, you know, people want top dollar, as they always do.
Yes, they
do. And it's just, it's a tough market for buyers. People are losing out on houses. They're not getting what they want. They're not getting it when they want it.
Right.
And
timing is probably the most important factor, I think, for everything. Regardless of price, regardless of location, like, it's the time is your most important asset.
Right.
So, you know, I say to everyone, my buyers anyway, make sure you're qualified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make sure that you've done all of your homework before you come to me and before we actually go in to start looking at the other homes, because you're going to have to move so, so fast if you want this house.
Right.
So there's that. And then a lot of people get nervous. They're like, ooh, I don't know if I can move that fast.
I kind of think, as we're talking about all this, that listing that you had in Montauk that we shot.
Oh, wasn't that the best?
It was such a cool location overlooking the golf course. Mm-hmm. And the house itself, you know, could use some updating.
Yes,
but if you could
absolutely.
See past, like, I mean, the kitchen was huge. Maybe you update it to a more modern thing.
Right.
And, you know, the rooms had some neat features. But, like, the bathroom was probably not everybody's taste.
Right.
And that's fine.
It was
you know
retro
what I mean?
50s, right.
Right. But if you can, which is actually coming back in. I mean, that's, like, mid-century
cool
again.
Right.
So, but that's the kind of thing where I kind of envision you taking a buyer in there and saying, like, I know this might not be your turnkey dream home right now.
Yes.
But.
Listen to what I have to say. Because that particular property set over the 10th hole of Montauk Downs. The sunsets were absolutely astounding. Every single night you're going to get a show. Mm-hmm. It was set high up, so your elevation is high. Right next door, you have 0.86 acre of a reserve, so you have one neighbor for the rest of your life.
That's
like,
cool.
How amazing is that,
Think
right?
about that, the long term.
Yeah,
you know?
Long term. And less than a mile into the village of Montauk, right over to Ditch Plains, not a problem. That was a hero property.
And that's gone?
That's where we're going to close, hopefully, next week.
There you go.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that was... And there are special, special properties out there. And this was one of them.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Speaking of the market and how crazy it's been, Steve, I want to send it over to you. What's the latest this week as far as the numbers and the deals that have gone into contract?
Yeah, good morning. It was certainly another healthy week in Hamptons real estate. The in-contracts remain steady, and inventory has surprisingly increased. Over the past week, there were 39 listings that went into contract from West Hampton to Montauk. Compared to the same week last year, there were eight listings. Obviously, that was in the middle of the pandemic. However, it showcases a year-over-year increase of 388%.
Oh, wow.
The quick breakdown, I know.
Wow, that's crazy.
The quick breakdown of the 39 transactions, there was one between 10 and 20 million, one between 6 and 8 million, 3 between 4 and 6 million, 14 between 2 and 4 million, and 20 under 2 million. And as I said earlier, that the inventory has increased, there were 41 new listings coming onto the market. So with 39 going into contract, that's an increase of 2 listings. So that's healthy to see. We're happy to see that. The breakdown of those new listings that came onto the market, there was one over 20 million, one between 10 and 20 million, one between 8 and 10 million, two between 6 and 8 million, four between 4 and 6, 12 between 2 and 4, and 21 under 2 million. So certainly inventory hit all different price categories this week with the new listings coming onto the market. It is rental season, and Lisa, you represent an amazing rental in Southampton Village, available for the season, Memorial Day to Labor Day, for $450,000. Lisa, what makes this rental, you know, a rare find in Southampton Village?
Well, first of all, thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate this. The house has never been offered for a full season. In the past, it's been, you know, available for maybe a week or two. So this is our first time, you know, entering in a full season. It is such a special home. They are the third owners of a house that was built in 1911. Beautifully renovated right in the village here in Southampton that has 8 bedrooms, 7 baths, 3 stories, including the lower level, which is finished. You could just walk right on over to St. Ambrose in the morning, have yourself a cappuccino, go to the cheese shop, and walk right on over to Little Plains Beach. It is absolutely heaven. I love it. I think it's great. And
can you hear the ocean from this house?
Yes,
wow.
I can hear the ocean from my house.
Wow,
which is much further away. But yeah, the ocean is really loud. It's very loud.
It's good to be further away a little bit then.
Yeah, maybe so. Yes. How about those farmers? Yes. So it's a great spot.
And rentals are hard to come by. I mean, the rental
they
market's
are.
been
yeah.
crazy this year too.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Finding a good one for a good price is sometimes.
Yes. Yes. Definitely. And then I have another one too, which is, I'll quickly note, over on Whalebone Landing. It is absolutely sweet and adorable. You can walk right down to the beach there, Peconic Bay, and that we have listed at 30 for July, 35 for August. three bedrooms, two baths, suite pool. It's so easy and clean and beautifully furnished and just like a very easy barefoot summer for the most part.
That's, and we're finally getting to that season.
Yes, I can't
starting
wait.
To bloom. It's nice.
It
weather's
is
warming up.
So exciting.
Are rentals as crazy this year as sales? Like, is there an elevated sense of urgency with rentals like there is with sales?
Yes, I think both. I think that they're both on par. I think that there's a lot of people who want to buy, who want to rent right away. I have buyers who are in that category. And then I have also buyers who just want to buy and use it for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then also, though, for the rentals, it's hard to find homes that want to rent because they're coming out to use it.
Right.
And they're like, forget it. I'm not going to rent.
Right.
Mm. I've got it. Finally, like with the vaccine, I have my family coming out. I want to enjoy it.
Well, I wonder too if people that would have normally rented their house for the season are staying because, you know, it's like, well, I'm not going back to the city or wherever the case might have been.
Right.
I'm going to stay here.
This is the best place,
summer.
Yeah, like where else?
And so a house that might have been available for rent traditionally is now just being used by the homeowner.
Yes. So it's a tricky, it's like a checkerboard. You're trying to figure out, like, okay, let's go to this house. Let's go to this one.
I guess some
just
people
go down the street.
Some people might also, you know, I keep hearing so often from people that they're like, I'm going to wait till the market corrects itself. Or I'm going to wait till things come down.
Yeah. Is this the top of the market?
And
what do you think?
I think a lot of different ways. And so,
are you the agent with the crystal ball that everybody's looking for?
I would love for that. I would love
can you
to
look into
that.
The future?
All I can say to them is like, just buy it. Buy it, buy it, buy it. Buy and hold, buy and hold. That's my crystal ball. And if you're in that position to do that.
You know when you buy and hold that you can't lose.
It proves well.
You can't lose.
Yes,
well, your store is a good example of that. It's like you bought it, you held.
I did.
It's worth significantly more.
Yes.
You know?
But it's a repeatable story as long as you are in it for the long term.
That's correct.
Or at least as long as you're prepared to be in it for the long term.
That is well said.
I think that's the main.
Yes,
right.
As long as you are prepared to be in that for the long term.
I was talking to an agent this week about, you know, because obviously in like 2008, the downturn was so drastic and then prices nationwide plummeted, right?
Yes, yes.
And, you know, my personal opinion is I don't know that a correction like that would happen because what that situation was so unique. It was something that really hadn't happened since like 1929,
right?
You know, on that kind of scale. So I don't, you know, I would say,
let's hope we're smarter.
Right. It's like there seems to be
things
in place to keep that from happening again. So I don't know that you'd see like a huge downturn that a house was worth $5 million and now worth like two, you know what I mean? So it's like holding out for that to happen seems unlikely. But if you think about, you know, a house you bought at the top of the market, say 2006, right?
Yes.
Was worth less in 2008, right?
Right.
But it's still worth more now if you held on to it.
That's
correct. Long term. If you're able to ride that out.
That's right.
It's like, and at the time, you know, I was working in news at the time and I was doing stories on people that were like, I'm underwater. You know what I mean? My house isn't, and people were panicking. I mean, it was like, it was a real life concern for people that were paying mortgages on houses that, you know, it wasn't worth it. You know, they couldn't even sell it.
That's right. Correct.
And, you know, this was in Charlotte at the time, but, you know, and now it's like that house is, those areas have
plummeted.
Have gone up. Yeah.
Correct.
And so, but it was scary at the time. So, anyway, I think obviously there will probably be a point where things will level out as there has been in the past with real estate, but I think it
perhaps
sounds like your advice is still to buy if you can.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And even more so now because of this, I like to call it, that Andrew Saunders had mentioned, this reverse industrial revolution that we're in, right? So people are leaving the city to come out to work, mm-hmm. and they can work it from home. And that, for me, makes total logical sense. And so they can be in clean air, and they can get down to the beach at the end of the day. They can walk over. They can and do whatever they want, go hiking or whatever. So they're not in the city anymore. So I think that we're probably going to continue to see an uptick of more and more people wanting to have this kind of lifestyle.
Right.
Oh, no question about it.
Right?
No question about
it. And Dave's a good example. I mean, he just bought his house. Obviously, it's like it's a hot market. He was able to find a house, but we all, I think, agree that in a couple of years, Dave will sit back and
it's really, you know,
it's
super scary. Right. You know, you go, you worry you're buying into the top, but if, like, I think what Lisa was saying before. It's like if you can afford it and you can be in it for the long term, there's always going to be somebody that's going to be willing to pay, top dollar for a house in the Hamptons out here, whatever the market situation in the world is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
This is a unique market. I mean, you almost can't compare it to.
It's a unique
it's
market.
It's its own little world.
Yeah. It's a very, I like to say that Shinnecock Canal, there's like this invincible toll booth. So like you're paying a lot to get in here. It is very expensive to buy here. I mean, we have the mansion tax, we have the Connick Land Trust tax. So it's not just the purchase of the home, and there is so much more that will entail it. But you look at the beauty here and the preservation that we've done over the course of years. I mean, who doesn't want to be a part of that?
And the experiences, the people that have lived here just in the last 10 years. I mean, the way you talk about raising your kids out here. And I mean, I hear that all, it's like a dream.
So lucky.
You know, it's like they feel so lucky they were able to do that, you know? And it's just like, it's great. It's a
And now I push them out into the world and be like, go. go check it out. And I'm seriously like, go see what it's all about. And, you know, Max loves it here. And he's like, yeah, I don't think I want to be in California to raise my family. I want to come back here. So I'm like, yes, thank you.
But you went out, you experienced, you saw,
yes,
you know, and if you find your way home, then
it's awesome.
That's what it
there is.
There's
no place like home.
So,
yeah.
Interesting.
Awesome.
Well, speaking of the lifestyle out here, Dave,
sure.
What do you got?
Yep, it's time for Happening in the Hamptons, where you get to find out what's happening in the Hamptons. It's aptly named. I'm going to give you my top three picks for the weekend. So Sag Harbor Cinema is having a soft open, so you can now go to the Sag Harbor Cinema and see a movie.
They did such an awesome job on that.
Yeah.
It looks so. I haven't yet. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's crazy,
too,
man. Like,
me too.
Remember that fire? That was crazy.
Yes, it was. That was
so, and it's and it it's so nice to see it like.
Broke your heart watching that.
But it's so nice to see what they've, it's like better.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So that's cool. So you can book your tickets online. The second thing is the White Room Gallery in Bridgehampton. They're having an opening reception on Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. And it's super cool art by Joe Stefanelli and Sasan Sofeta. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Sounds good.
No, but it's always fun just to go to an art gallery. And the White Room Gallery is right in Bridgehampton, right near our office. And we love going there. It's a great spot. So if you're not doing anything, highly recommend that. And then if you don't want to go out and you still want to do the virtual events, Guildhall is presenting the play Kinky Boots the Musical. And you can view it through Zoom, and it's running all week, and there's four separate time slots. So there is no reason to not check this out if you are looking for something to do from home in a virtual end. So that's what's going on. Stay classy out there in the Hamptons.
It's nice that stuff's like happening again. I mean, it felt like in winter it was, you know, and people were still quarantining. It was like a whole thing. Now
it's brutal.
Like if people can get outside.
Toughest winter I've ever been through.
You know,
for sure.
Obviously people want to come outside in the summer as it is, but you know, with
I'm ready to go. You know? I'm so excited to just
get summer going.
Get out. Get,
yes.
Yeah. Get
yeah.
going. Yeah.
Well,
it's
that's
alive.
Yeah,
it's alive.
I'm sure things are going to get continue to stay busy for you, especially as we get into the summer
yes.
season, Lisa.
Thank you.
So thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. To see more of our listings, be sure to check out saunders.com. Once again, the Happening in the Hamptons podcast is sponsored by New York Title Abstract, the Hamptons' leading title insurance firm. Visit newyorktitle.com and titleinsurance.com. I'm Andrew Dowd. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is what's happening in the Hamptons.